Simon Magus and the Last Black Pope. On February 11, 2013, Pope Benedict XVI announced that he would be resigning as the head of the Catholic Church, making him the first pope to quit rather than die in the post in more than 600 years. According to Italian media, Benedict's decision to step down was influenced by the various scandals that blighted his 8-year papacy, including the arrest of his personal butler for leaking private documents alleging corruption in the Vatican. Pope Emeritus Benedict later said that God told him to resign. On the same day Pope Benedict XVI announced his resignation, lightning bolts twice struck the Basilica of St. Peter's Dome in Vatican City. Maybe it was a portent that there now would be two popes in the Vatican. It was also revealed that, far from retiring to a life of contemplation in a distant monastery, Benedict will live inside the Vatican in a specially prepared apartment block. His presence close to St. Peter's Square poses the threat that the authority of the new pope may be compromised or undermined. And it led many to fear that the Church's 1.2 billion followers could be exposed to the risk of divided loyalties to two popes. Steve Doughty and Hannah Roberts, now will there be two popes? Daily Mail, February 12, 2013. Nostradamus warned that the next-to-last pope would flee Rome in December when the Great Comet is seen in the daytime. The comet Icon, with its 40,000-mile-long tail, had been visible the past couple months as Benedict prepared to abdicate and leave Rome for his temporary home in Castel Gandolfo. And for those well-versed in the language of brimstone and fire, the signs could not have been more transparent when just hours after Benedict announced he would abdicate, a bolt of lightning struck St. Peter's Basilica, the very heart of Christianity. A few days later a shower of meteorites fell and devastated a village in Russia. Carol Grisanti, are cardinals electing the last pope? If you believe Nostradamus, NBC News, March 10, 2013. There was much speculation about who would take over the leadership of the Catholic Church, but some guidance came from the 1-2th century papal prophecies of St. Malachy. St. Malachy, the first Irish canonized saint, supposedly had a revelation of the next 112 popes. We had 111 since, and we're on the verge of seeing number 112, which Malachy said will be the 266th and final pope before the end of the world as we know it. During the last persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will sit upon the throne, Peter the Roman, who will feed the sheep amid great tribulations, and when these are past, the city of the seven hills will be utterly destroyed, and the awful judge will then judge the people. In the mid-1500s, Felice Peretti was the Inquisitor General of Venice. His influence was so harsh that he caused disputes within the Vatican. In order to assume the powerful name of a man, and the number of a beast, he would soon be among a group of three rulers known as Pope Sixtus. Sixtus V demolished long streets of buildings in Rome and displaced the tenants in order to enlarge his villa and casino. He hoarded great wealth, withdrawing so much money from circulation that it caused suffering all over Europe. Sixtus V persecuted his enemies with ruthless severity. Behind the excessive desires of the rulers named Sixtus floated memories of a plot to assassinate members of the Florentine ruling Medici family, a mystic stone taken from the tomb of Jesus, and the blight of three popes, Sixtus IV, Sixtus V, the first three were called Xistus, the last, Sixtus VI, is to represent 666. Educated clergymen allowed the corruption of a name, Xistus, meaning polished, into Sixtus, knowing that six thrice is mentioned as the shameful name of the beast in the biblical revelation. Displaying typical irony, Pope Sixtus IV's nephew Cardinal Raffaele Riario, for whom the Palazzo della Cancelleria was constructed, was a leader in the 1478 failed Pazzi conspiracy to murder Lorenzo de' Medici and his brother. Papal bankers in Florence were behind the assassination plot. The Pazzi name came from Pazzo, the madman, a soldier in the siege of Jerusalem during the First Crusade, who brought away with him and returned to Florence a stone from the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre. The Pazzi family proudly suggested they had found the mystic stone from which all Grail legends originated. In an elaborate Easter ceremony involving fireworks, a member of the Pazzi family would strike a spark from the stone to kindle the light of the holy altar, and all the hearth fires of Florence. But on April 26, 1478, during High Mass, the co-ruler of Florence, Giuliano de' Medici, was stabbed 19 times by a gang that included a priest, and bled to death on the cathedral floor while his brother Lorenzo escaped with serious wounds. When the keepers of the sepulchre stone were exposed to be liars and murderers, the enraged Florentines seized and killed them. Jacopo de' Pazzi was tossed from a window, finished off by the mob, and dragged naked through the streets and thrown into the Arno River. The Pazzi families were stripped of their possessions in Florence, every vestige of their name effaced. The Archbishop of Pisa, a main organizer of the plot, was hanged on the walls of the Florentine Palazzo della Signoria. Two members of the Pazzi family are placed in hell in Dante's Inferno, both in the circle of the traitors. Wikipedia.org. After the abdication of Benedict XVI, who would be the new pope? Were they to name him Pope Sixtus VI, an anagram for Pope 666? It was announced at that time that internet hit Bruno Ganz would portray a made-up Pope Sixtus VI in the Showtime cable TV network pilot of The Vatican, directed by Ridley Scott. Ganz starred as Adolf Hitler in Downfall, 2004, earning awards for his portrayal at the European Film Awards, German Film Awards and London Critics Circle Film Awards, among numerous others. During the Renaissance in Italy, the Borgia family became important in religious and political affairs, producing two popes. It was told that the Borgias hosted orgies in the Vatican Palace. There is also the punishment of Perotto, Lucrezia Borgia's lover. When Cesare Borgia learned of his sister Lucrezia's pregnancy, he was so infuriated that he allegedly had the father of the child murdered. The Borgias TV series, 2011, by Tom Fontana recounts the Borgia family's rise to power and supremacy of the Papal States during the Renaissance. Pope Joan was an ill-famed female pope who supposedly reigned sometime during the Middle Ages. The legend first appeared in 13th century records, and was afterward shared and blown up throughout Europe. According to some conjecture, she gave birth, thus exposing her sex, and was killed by an angry mob. This tale was widely believed for centuries, but contemporary religious scholars consider it fictional. Some say it was actually the magician Simon Magus who was the first pope, not the Apostle Peter. The confusion comes from the name Simon Peter. The Vatican says such reports are from critics who do not want to acknowledge the veracity and pedigree of the Catholic Church. According to Wikipedia, Simon the Sorcerer or Simon the Magician, in Latin Simon Magus, was a Samaritan magus or religious figure and a convert to Christianity, baptized by Philip the Evangelist, whose later confrontation with Peter is recorded in Acts 8:9-24. The sin of simony, or paying for position and influence in the church, is named for Simon. In 2008, a British Channel 4 TV documentary, The Secrets of the 12 Disciples, claimed that Catholicism has taught for centuries that Peter was martyred and buried in Rome and that all popes succeed him. But the documentary will challenge this by asserting that he never reached the Italian city. Instead, it will accuse the church of ignoring the discovery of a tomb in Jerusalem that archaeologists believe contains the bones of Peter. Jonathan Wynne Jones, Saint Peter was not the first pope, claims Channel 4, The Telegraph, March 23, 2008. According to the early church historian Eusebius, Simon Magus was a Samaritan. He tried, with the assistance of his prostitute partner Helena, to fly off a tower he built in Rome, but fell like Lucifer and was severely injured, leading to his death. It appears that Simon the Magician was gripped with the ancient myth of Icarus. Referring to the prominent Roman biographer Suetonius, professor of history Anthony Papalas wrote, "The Emperor Nero attended a theatrical performance where a flying Icarus fell from wires and splattered him with blood." Anthony J. Papalas, Ancient Icaria, 1992. Skeptics say it was Paul, not Peter, who delivered the gospel to the Romans, and the first pope was in fact the man named Simon Magus, the father of Gnostic heretics. Mistaken for Simon Peter, the doppelganger without delay affirmed himself as the first bishop of Rome. He condemned pastoral marriage, not to support chastity but to back pedophilia, a psychosexual disorder in which an adult or adolescent exhibits a sexual preference for children. In a damaging indictment of the Society of Jesus, ex-Jesuit seminarian Ben Brankert claimed that the elitist organization covers up the activities of its homosexual priests. He also affirmed the official teachings of the Catholic Church are dead wrong on the topic. There were the gay Jesuits who were so closeted that they hid behind conservatism, leaving the Jesuits for formation programs in dioceses across the United States. There were gay Jesuits who were put in clerical prison for embracing undergrads too long, and others who attended Sexaholics Anonymous, or whose personal collection of pornography was mistakenly played during high school lectures. I myself was groomed for sex by several older Jesuits. I saw the vehement internalized homophobia of some Jesuits, and knew of certain gay pastors removed from jobs so that less out and more passable gay Jesuits replace them at gay-friendly parishes. Ann Cain, Daily Beast drops bombshell about Jesuits, American Thinker, February 26, 2015. Eventually Jorge Mario Bergoglio became the 266th Pope of the Catholic Church. On March 13, 2013, the Papal Conclave elected Bergoglio, who selected the papal name Francis in honor of Saint Francis Pietro Peter of Assisi. He became the first Jesuit Pope. A course fame had kept them from the papacy until now. In electing a Jesuit, the Vatican for the first time elevated a foot soldier of the Pope to be in charge. Jesuits were formerly bound by oath not to seek higher office in the Roman Catholic Church. Now one of them was elected to its highest office. Perhaps upsetting the sanctimonious diplomacy, reporter Michael Day of the Independent newspaper reported, a day ahead of the papal conclave, faces at the scandal-struck Vatican were even redder than usual after it emerged that the Holy See had purchased a €23 million, £21 million, share of a Rome apartment block that houses Europe's biggest gay sauna. The Holy See was still reeling from allegations that the previous pontiff, Benedict XVI, had vacated in reaction to the presence of a gay cabal in the Curia. A convicted pedophile priest claimed that a gay prostitution ring was operating within the Holy Roman Church, with clergymen hiring underage rent boys for sex. Don Patrizio Poggi, who served a 5-year prison sentence for abusing teenage boys at his Rome parish, also told Italian authorities a former Carabinieri police officer recruited boys for 9 clergymen, IB Times reports. Poggi told the police, I decided to file this complaint and cooperate with the law after long reflection and after a painful history of abuse and misuse of power that I have overcome thanks to the faith that guides me. Sarah C. Nelson, pedophile priest exposes satanic Vatican rent boy sex ring, Huffington Post, July 1, 2013. As stated by the Daily Beast, the existence of a gay priest network outside the fortified walls of Vatican City was hardly news. Many were wondering if it was only the tip of the recognizable iceberg of church sex scandals. According to several well-placed Vaticanisti or Vatican experts in Rome, Benedict is resigning after being handed a secret red-covered dossier that included details about a network of gay priests who work inside the Vatican, but who play in secular Rome. The priests, it seems, are allegedly being blackmailed by a network of male prostitutes who worked at a sauna in Rome's Quarto Miglio district, a health spa in the city center, and a private residence once entrusted to a prominent archbishop. The evidence reportedly includes compromising photos and videos of the prelates sometimes caught on film in drag, and, in some cases, caught in the act. Did a cross-dressing priest's sex ring bring down Benedict XVI? WorldTruth.tv. Lurking beneath the surface were all the more pressing concerns. Eyewitness testimony threatened to dog Jorge Mario Bergoglio from his time as Jesuit superior and cardinal of the Roman Catholic Church in Argentina, within 24 hours of the white smoke from the Sistine Chapel, allegations emerged that he withdrew protection from 2 of his fellow Jesuits during the early years of the brutal military dictatorship of 1976 to 1983, which resulted in their captivity and torture. But there is another story that demands answers: the supremely toxic affair of disappeared pregnant women, who gave birth to their children while being held in detention centers. Most of the mothers were murdered and their children handed on to deserving couples who were well connected with the brutal military junta. This is very much a live political issue. A number of the children have discovered the painful truth about their past, while hundreds more still remain blissfully ignorant of their parentage. The campaigning grandmothers assert that many priests and nuns were complicit in what happened and are still at large in society. They show no sign of letting the matter rest. Mark Dowd, Pope Francis and Argentina's Disappeared, BBC News, April 10, 2013. The Christian Science Monitor reported, Pope Benedict came under harsh criticism for his perceived lack of action against pedophilia among clergy. Possibly for this reason, Pope Francis strengthened church laws against child abuse, while a UN committee investigated the Vatican's handling of abuse allegations. A United Nations Human Rights Panel had posed a list of questions to the Vatican about child abuse by Catholic priests, a potential embarrassment for Pope Francis. In its 2014 report, the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child, CRC, denounced the Holy See for adopting policies that allowed priests to sexually abuse thousands of children. In its findings, the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child, CRC, said the Holy See should open its files on members of the clergy who had concealed their crimes so that they could be held accountable by the authorities. It said it was gravely concerned that the Holy See had not acknowledged the extent of the crimes committed, and expressed its deepest concern about child sexual abuse committed by members of the Catholic churches who operate under the authority of the Holy See, with clerics having been involved in the sexual abuse of tens of thousands of children worldwide. Vatican must immediately remove child abusers, UN, BBC News, February 5, 2014. The Vatican's new Commission for Protecting Children from Sexual Abuse held its first meeting in Rome on February 6, 2015. The commission was made up of 17 clerics and lay people from around the world. The Pope sent a letter to bishops around the world, ordering them to cooperate with the commission. Everything possible must be done to rid the Church of the scourge of the sexual abuse of minors and to open pathways of reconciliation and healing for those who were abused, he wrote. The third-ranking official in the Holy See was charged with sexual misconduct in 2017. Priests ran a child porn ring in the Pittsburgh diocese, using whips, violence and sadism. Families need to know that the Church is making every effort to protect their children. Priority must not be given to any other kind of concern, whatever its nature, such as the desire to avoid scandal, since there is absolutely no place in ministry for those who abuse minors. Nick Squires, Pope Francis told to hand priests over to police as new Vatican Child Abuse Commission starts work, The Telegraph, February 6, 2015. In a related incident, Joanne Hart of the Daily Mail noted in August 2013 that Vatican diplomats in London were thrown into chaos after Britain's biggest bank, HSBC, sacked them as customers and gave them 60 days to move their accounts. The Pope's representative office in Britain, the Apostolic Nunciature, has banked with HSBC for many years but was told to find another bank. Banking sources said diplomatic missions were considered to be politically exposed, which means they are at risk of money laundering activities. In one of his last official acts, Pope Benedict XVI appointed a German lawyer to head its bank, but the bid to turn the fortunes of the scandal-hit institution was clouded by his business links to a military shipbuilder for Nazi Germany. As chairman of the Institute for Works of Religion, IOR, Ernst von Freyberg will head efforts to improve the image of the Vatican's bank, which is under investigation for money laundering and has been without a head for 9 months. But within minutes of announcing his appointment, the Vatican faced a new public relations challenge when asked to explain Freyberg's chairmanship of Blohm & Voss, a Hamburg-based shipbuilder in which he is a minority shareholder. Reporters asked Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi how the church could justify hiring someone who worked for a company with a long history of making warships, including for Nazi Germany. Robin Pomeroy, German appointed to head scandal-hit Vatican Bank, Reuters, February 15, 2013. In July 2014, the Vatican named a new head for its scandal-plagued bank. French financier Jean-Baptiste de Francieux, who called his new job a mission, was picked to oversee a two-year program to cede the bank's asset management business to a newly formed Vatican department. De Francieux replaced von Freyberg, the German industrialist who had blocked the accounts of more than 2,000 suspicious Vatican bank clients. Both the Catholic Church and Pope Pius XII have often been accused for their failure to condemn the oppressive, totalitarian Third Reich and the Holocaust that arose from it. Hitler's Pope is a book published in 1999 by the British journalist and author John Cornwell that examines the doubtful actions of Pope Pius during World War II. But contemporary critics have in recent times started to soften their view. Pius XII has long been vilified as Hitler's Pope, accused of failing publicly to condemn the genocide of Europe's Jews. Now a British author has unearthed extensive material that Vatican insiders believe will restore his reputation, revealing the part that he played in saving lives and opposing Nazism. Gordon Thomas, a Protestant, was given access to unpublished Vatican documents and tracked down victims, priests, and others who had not told their stories before. The Pope's Jews, which was published in 2012, details how Pius gave his blessing to the establishment of safe houses in the Vatican and Europe's convents and monasteries. He oversaw a secret operation with code names and fake documents for priests who risked their lives to shelter Jews, some of whom were even made Vatican subjects. Dahlia Alberge, Vatican Hopes Secret Files Exonerate Hitler's Pope, The Observer, February 9, 2013. Nonetheless, scarce mention was made of the fact that Catholic priests sponsored the Odessa Ratlins, assisting a range of German SS officers to escape capture after the war. Failing to speak out against Nazism was perhaps a symptom of waywardness, but devotedly helping fugitive Nazis get away was an outright war crime. As for the Vatican rescuing Jews, consider this: DNA tests did not exist in the days of the Holocaust. If middle-class German nationals accused of being Jewish, Ashkenazi, could provide proof of 7 Germanic birth or baptism certificates, the person, his parents and grandparents, and 3 marriage certificates, parents and grandparents, they would get a so-called Aryan certificate. If they could trace their Germanic family pedigree to the year 1800, they could join the National Socialist Party. Many Ashkenazim tried to escape Germany at the induction of such deplorable policies. Opposition led to incarceration. Sephardi and Mizrahi Jews were quickly sent to Nazi detention camps. IBM punch card computers reportedly kept tabs on all the Aryan certificate files. The pointless World War II era credential did not call for a birth certificate if a baptism certificate was provided in its place. The Jesuit-administered Catholic Church could grant this together with marriage certificates bearing the official seals of the Vatican. Across Europe, the Nazis found countless willing helpers who collaborated or were complicit in their crimes. Corrupt Catholic clergymen, who also assisted the Ratlins of Nazi escapees to South America, swindled destitute Jews of all their life savings for a sham ancestor passport. Being made Vatican subjects also meant conversion to Catholicism. No security came with the vague Aryan certificates. Friends of the Church against Donald Trump blasted him for backing and Coulter-styled U.S. fascism. Magal Security Systems, the Israeli company that built Israel's border fence, wanted to build President Trump's wall designed between the U.S. and Mexico. Authors Tom Horn and Chris Putnam, Petrus Romanus, The Final Pope is Here, 2012, foretold that, as a stand-in for Francis Pietro Bernardin, of Assisi, according to St. Malachy's 112th prophecy, Jorge Mario Bergoglio the Jesuit could be the last pope. In 2017, Pope Francis requested a debate over allowing married clergy in the church.